This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, it's Thursday.
Hello.
What you looking at your all confused for?
First of all, I was just sitting here thinking Cardi B might be my new favorite person of all times.
Well, thanks for the anatomy lesson, Cardi B. We'll be playing some of that. If Brynn can get all the filthy, filthy words she said out of it, we'll be playing a little of that.
She's so incredibly fun.
Oh, she's fun.
She's a fun lady.
What a fun girl. Nicki Minaj says that all the time. What a fun girl
that
Cardi B is.
That word.
That's the word.
I don't get it. They don't get along.
No,
is that
they
it?
Don't get along.
Okay.
It's not fun.
Anyway, that was a fun little thing to hear.
Yeah, sure.
In the office.
Mm-hmm.
I was all, whoa.
Yeah. Well, you agreed wholeheartedly. I mean,
Hearing a lady talk like that, I got a little stirred up.
Did you? How can
you not? Did you hear her?
Yeah, I read all the quotes. I didn't get to hear her. And actually, you technically heard Brynn.
No, he played it for me.
Oh, he did?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
He's like, I have to cut this part out. Listen to it real quick.
Well, here's the thing.
And then I went, whoa.
Yeah, we can't play
I
that
guess
on the air.
It's hot in here for me now, too. We all have a little
hot in here.
Hot lashes.
Is there another fan in the building?
There is,
actually. I'll share my fan with you.
There's one on your desk, Vin.
Where?
In the office.
Oh, that's right, because of the stink that we had, the mystery stink.
Mystery.
The unsolved, never knew really quite what it was, mystery stink.
Yeah.
Apparently, a fish died in there or something. Don't worry, it's all set now. Thank God. God, that went on forever, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
6 months, at least.
Oh, easily 6 months. And we ripped out the carpet, they moved everything, they washed everything. Just like the random stink.
Anyway, Cardi B's awesome, everyone.
Yeah, so we'll talk a lot about the Billboard Music Awards. And
did you watch it?
No, I watched Survivor.
Me too.
I was in bed at 6:30.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I was just so tired.
You're so lucky you get that early feed.
I know.
It just sucks.
It's so great.
Waiting around for it.
Yep. I was sitting on the couch at 5:00. I'm like, well, because I don't want to watch it too soon because I don't want to have to watch the commercials. So I'm sitting there at 5. I'm like, well, I guess I better finish up my Twilight movie that I've been watching.
I don't know if I'm lucky or blind or what's wrong with me, but I don't experience jealousy much in this life. But I really want that Survivor early feed bad.
Well,
occasionally
contact
your local
CBS station.
A nice car I'd like, and I think I should, and I don't.
Yeah.
But how do I get that? God.
It was, John jumped through 1,000 hoops, and I had to get like affidavits from all the different stations around here.
Get affidavits.
It was a huge, huge pain in the ass.
But look at you now.
I know, but now we have. But now we can never move because we don't work for CBS anymore.
Right.
I walked in and was like, "Come on, guys, I work for you for God's sake. Let me get the early feeds." All right. It was a huge, huge thing, but we got it, and it's good,
great. Because I was up at till 9:00.
Yeah.
My kid stays up and watches it with us now, though. That's pretty fun. Except she talks too much, so we have to go pause. Please stop. Don't.
Yeah, don't talk during the show.
Mm-hmm. No. What's your question? That makes no sense. Stop asking questions. Like.
It was a good show. It was
like
good last
night. Did the family come like you guys said?
Yes, and I cried my eyes out.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I always do.
About who?
Well,
whom?
Most of them.
Most of them?
Yeah, I mean, it's just so touching, like the girls and their dads. And then one of the guys, Ron, I guess I knew he was gay. I think he might have said something about it.
Why would you know
that or care? I thought he might have said something about it. But you remember last year, I can't even remember who the characters were, but there was a gay guy and his boyfriend comes out and they did not touch each other.
Yeah.
Like they couldn't have stood further apart. I'm like, boy, that doesn't seem like a healthy relationship. Well, this guy, his husband comes out. And they just smash. It was
Oh! Yeah, but then he goes on to give a serious clue about what was about to happen to him, didn't he?
What do you mean?
Well, he gets too cocky.
Yes.
I'm running, to his husband.
I'm running this place.
And I went, oh, all right. Well, you're doomed.
That's what happens every time.
You big mouth. And you know, I believe the last person you want to be embarrassed in front of is your person.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes.
And
I've let you down.
There it is. He's getting chesty.
Yep.
In front of his person.
Oh, big time.
And I get it. You want to be cool in front of your people. But as soon as I heard him say it, I went, don't you watch this show? Yeah. Don't you know that you don't say that? The heavens are watching you,
right.
Dummy.
It's a tough pill to swallow, but it goes back to that whole Survivor crazy thing that happens. And it happens to someone every single season. They just get into a headspace where I wonder if it's a defense mechanism because the paranoia is so rampant on there that they just start to believe that they have it. I think that's the takeaway is the minute you think you're running the game, watch your back. It's over. And God forbid you say it out loud. I mean, he's literally like gloating to his husband about, I've got this, I'm running the whole game. But,
Is he doing it in front of other
Well, no, they're just a little.
They're a little off to the side. And I'm sure that whoever is running the audio for the show has everybody's feeds and they can isolate each one because they, you can hear the other people talking, but they've isolated these two voices. And it's just, I did think to myself, oh boy, he's got the Survivor crazy. But anyway,
let me ask you a question.
Okay.
And look, I'm watching a TV show. What do I know? I don't know these two people. They could be the best couple in the world. They could be, but I saw,
Gavin and his wife Carly.
Okay, the hillbilly kid, right?
Yep.
And I don't mean that as, sorry, whatever. He's the
southern boy.
He
talks like this.
The southern boy, okay?
And he has to like take his time and think things out, But he seems,
Seems nice.
Yeah,
I like
nice,
him.
Yeah.
I didn't mean that as a slight. I just, whatever. So, as they're doing the family thing, and I'm pretty much not into it, but I'm watching, I'm like, oh, who walks out for this guy?
Mm-hmm.
And she walks out, and I go, uh-uh. Mm.
So the deal is, though, so he's the last one to have his person come out. And he's standing there, and he looks morose. Like, he doesn't look like he's going to be psyched to see the person that comes out for him. Mm. And he says, well, there's something that you guys all don't know. I was scheduled to get married about a week after this adventure on Survivor started, so my now wife moved up the date. We got married 2 days before I left.
Mm.
And then he left. They get married. No honeymoon. He leaves. He goes on Survivor. And I think he's been scared that she's going to be mad at him. Because he looks kind of miserable, like kind of scared and kind of sad. And she comes out and, he runs and kisses her. But he's definitely like, even when they're sitting together back at the camp, he's like, there's no kind of honeymoon or whatever.
What was her reaction to
him? She seemed
supportive enough.
Supportive, yeah.
I'll tell you what I think about that part is.
She's like, you don't even smell that bad.
I know this from my own experiences. I've made super selfish decisions at times where absolutely there's guilt after the fact where you just go, wow. I've even shocked myself.
The depths of my selfishness are shocking.
So I don't doubt that he probably feels a lot of guilt about
sure.
it, walking out on her. But
making her move her wedding up.
Mm-hmm. So there's probably that. I just thought they were an unlikely couple. And it's not that she was ugly or he's so
handsome.
No,
they're both cute.
I just didn't see them. I wouldn't have guessed. I thought
there was zero chemistry.
I saw something else walking out of those bushes. And when she did, I went, all right.
Well, she's a regular girl,
Well, he's a regular boy, right. But they still didn't look like a likely match.
Right.
Like a fit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I thought Devin's and his wife were pretty cute. Like he was just throwing the water in her face.
They made a nice fit, right?
They were laughing with each other, and he's like, they're clearly not going to win. He's like, just tell me what's going on at home.
Yeah,
she's leaning over the little barrier that they're on the either side of. And
now
telling
maybe
them all the stuff.
Because they're married longer, they have a more chemistry. I don't know. But I, yeah, see, that's what I mean.
Well, they have a little kid, it sounds like. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, basically she was saying, well, your four-year-old son just is like, where is that guy? Is he, is he going to be back around? She's like, don't worry, he's not upset.
By the way, and this is about Survivor last night, spoiler alert, but that dude rocked last night.
He
rocked
was great.
It. And set up all kinds of stuff for the jury in a way that
right.
when it's time for him to argue, if he gets there, mm-hmm. he's got the win.
He very well might. And it's funny because they kicked him out already once.
Mm-hmm.
And he battled his way back in. He's the one who made it back in from the first round of Extinction Island uh-huh. or whatever the hell the name of the place is. Which, when are they going to?
It's got to be next week.
It has to be. There's only like 7 people left.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like sort of taking everyone who gets kicked off the show and putting them in this sort of side venue.
It's the suckiest jury spot you could be in because, you know, all of them are like, I'm coming back. But they also have to know we all can't come back.
Right. Right.
I'm sitting here not eating. I'm starving.
And most of the cast is still on the show.
And
only
I've 2 lost.
People have jumped up. Right. I'm starving. I'm bored. I'm with people I hate and that I had a hand in voting out. So the thing is, if that person comes back and somehow makes it to the top 3, they might be just doomed.
I don't know, but it's a rough
little
angle.
Well, we'll see
angle.
How it goes at the end because this could be absolutely genius and we'll be like, wow, that was a good way to do it. But the fact that they're staying around the whole... Yes, who
Kay I guess has a question on line 1 about Survivor last night.
Kay?
Your phone's...
Hello?
Hi, Kay.
Hi, Kay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question. When they did that competition, when they were standing on the pegs...
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Did you happen to notice there were so many pegs, like... to start from the top and go down.
Yeah, I wondered if they just started on the crappiest peg. I didn't understand that. Or maybe everybody made it through the first 2 and they just jumped to that point.
I don't know. Did they cut something out? That's what
know.
I was wondering.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. And then I decided to stop thinking about
well,
it. You know?
I actually think that they have the... Don't they get smaller?
They do.
So they probably didn't stay on there long enough to get up to the next levels.
No, they... The hardest one is that lowest one. It's that
are you
was
sure?
Yes. I was looking at it specifically. Like the wider ones are at the top. So I wondered if they just did like 1 minute on each of those and then got down to the hard one to get the thing going, or if they just started on that lowest peg.
I don't know.
They don't show enough on Survivor.
Yeah.
It should be 2 days a week at least, so you can see more detail.
I know they do Big Brother for 3 days a week. Why can't they do more on Survivor?
You're a smart lady, Kay.
All right, thanks, Kay.
Very smart.
Yeah, thank you. Good morning. Bye.
Good morning. Bye.
I'd love it 2 days a week.
Oh my God, wouldn't that be great?
Mm-hmm.
When you guys, Yuzette, Hooman, wouldn't you guys love it if Survivor was on 2 days a week?
Absolutely.
Hey, Yuzette.
Thanks for the
support. Here's something entirely else. Yuzette's gone out 2 nights in a row.
What have you been doing?
Oh, I'm tired, too.
Yeah, I bet.
But I have been taking naps when I get home.
Well, you got to do it if you go out at night. What did you do?
We went to the movies last night.
Oh, you went to that movie, too.
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of the movie?
El Chicano.
Oh, yeah. What did you think?
I liked it. I thought it was a little too long.
She didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
I did like it,
but I thought it was about 20 minutes too long, and they took a long time building up the character to be, you know, a superhero.
Right.
But I enjoyed it. The acting was good.
You're glad you stayed up.
Yeah.
Mm. And what was the night before?
I went to a BAM magazine event.
Oh.
Yeah. So
what
was that
fun all about? Did you have to host or something?
No. I was supporting, you know, Kenny Wardell, senior, just supporting him and BAM magazine. And
you love Kenny.
Ran into some people. I do love Kenny. Ran into a bunch of radio people from back in the older days.
Oh.
Yeah, so it was fun. It was nice seeing people.
But 2 nights in a row, you must be dead tired.
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow. So, Hooman, you guys went and saw that movie, and then you're also reviewing El Chicano and then The Long Shot?
That's correct. Charlize and...
That looks adorable to me. That's
Seth
my kind of movie.
It really is. I mean...
Super cute.
Of all the movies this year, that's the one I really want you to see. And I want you to see it this weekend.
No,
I want you to take your
weekend.
Parents.
I'm not
I want you
my
to,
parents don't want to go to a movie.
I want you to go, I want you to go up and above and beyond.
Unless they serve drinks.
Yeah, they do serve drinks now. Don't they? Maybe
Marin
doesn't.
No.
Yeah. Oh, all the movie theaters in San Francisco do now.
Yeah. I probably they have beers or something, maybe, but
is that not enough?
No, I don't want a beer.
You want some hard?
Mm. Maybe I'll just bring a flask. for my mom. For my mom.
For your mom. Your mom won't drink wine?
I'm sure she would. I'm sure she'd drink whatever was available. Oh, all right. I'll have wine. If that's all you've got.
Your brother joined us last night.
What did they think of the movie?
I think they liked it. Your brother constantly
hates everything.
He constantly makes noise. He's so, like, me and Debbie are having this conversation, and then out of the blue, in the middle of that, he starts shaking his popcorn, mixing the butter, mixing the salts, and it's like not a little shake. It's like a 2-minute shake.
Well, he likes attention.
I'm like, come on.
He does.
Even Debbie looks at him and is like, enough.
He was the Hulk baby in my family, Vinny.
You know.
It still continues to this day.
I think I heard them yawning, too.
Oh, you did?
There was a lot of stuff that I think maybe they didn't quite get.
Yeah, well, that's one of the reasons.
Because of the Mexican culture, and I felt like, they're probably not getting.
Did you feel like this was aimed toward a Mexican audience?
I feel like it was, and if it was placement, because Cinco is coming up.
Yes. 100%.
Yeah. Well, that'll be interesting to hear Rudy's take versus your take then. Human.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's that. I'm so,
you know,
glad,
if we went
yeah.
to like a Persian movie, you know, yeah. El Persiano.
Yeah, but that's not entirely that's not correct, because anyone who grows up in California has way more Mexican influence than they even realize.
Right, yeah. Absolutely.
You grow up with, I mean, mm-hmm. the street names everywhere you look,
there's
Spanish influence.
Absolutely.
And we don't even, often we don't even realize it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you take a minute, you go, oh, we're integrated in a way we don't even realize.
Mm-hmm. Which is nice.
It's absolutely mm-hmm. great.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'll be interested to talk to them about it later today and see mm-hmm. what they thought. They always love going out with Hooman, though. They really love Hooman.
Yeah, no, they're great. We had a good time.
Mm-hmm. I think my brother wants to be really good friends with you.
Yeah, I am. I'm good friends with him. I just, you know, he has a lot going on and, you know, busy guy. And I invite him to as much stuff as I can.
What does he have going on?
No, he's got his company that he's starting.
Yeah, that's true.
Spends a lot of time on that.
He does. He works all day, every day. Mm-hmm. Okay, everyone. KLOC HD1 San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Ooh, we're starting with her. That's nice. We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.